KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Sphere in 63. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Tuesday, May 22nd. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and Red Rock Behavioral Health Services. Sunshine, high about 85 for this afternoon. More new single-family homes to be built in Chickasha. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Local economic development officials say one of the big factors preventing new companies from expanding operations to the area is a lack of housing. The Chickasha City Council takes a step toward helping solve that problem. Last night, the panel approved the final plat for more single-family homes to be built in the continuing expansion of the Sleepy Hollow addition. That approval followed some previous council authorization early this year to construct about 35 new homes in the north part of the city. Home Creations has been expanding Sleepy Hollow over the last couple of years. Officials working on long-range plans as well to develop high-end single-family homes of $250,000 and higher in other parts of Chickasha. City Council approving a plan for Curtis Hart to hold his annual Twister Fest, a 3-day concert at his Muscle Car Ranch next month. The measure passed unanimously with minimal council debate. Hart and several supporters spoke about the benefits of Twister Fest, as well as other activities that's been held at the Muscle Car Ranch over the years, including longtime supporter and former city councilman Howard Carpenter. Carpenter saying last night that Hart has had some issues with the city in the past, but asked the council currently to look into the future.
We start looking at things that's happened in the past and looking over our shoulder, we're going to be tripping over opportunities to promote Chickasha in the future. And it's just going to take that one person at the right time, at the right event, that's going to propel us into what we've all been wanting Chickasha to go into.
Twister Fest to be held the weekend of June 15th. It will include the headliner band, Firefall. The council also approved a contract between the city and the Chickasha Area YMCA to manage the swimming pool at Shannon Springs Park. Y director Lewis Nicely hoping the pool can be open this Memorial Day weekend, and said if things go well, it could open as early as Friday. But plans are right now for the pool to be open to the public both Saturday and Sunday. Normally, the pool closed to the public on Sunday, although private parties can be scheduled. Nicely said that once again this year, YMCA members get free admission to the pool. Admission for non-Y members will be $5. Cool news time, 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. More cool news coming right up.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now 3 generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
It's spring. The birds are singing, the flowers are blooming, but the weather doesn't know what it's doing. For a comfortable home this season and year-round, talk to DeHart Air Conditioning. They're offering up to a $1,700 rebate or up to 72-month 0% interest financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that can keep your home feeling perfect inside no matter what's happening outside. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today, 405-224-0184, or visit them online at DeHartAC.com. License number ME1386.
Construction is already underway for another storage business in Chickasha. What will be known as Chickasha USA Storage is being built on Almar Drive next to Jake's Rib and J. Danielle Salon. The Chickasha City Council last night approving an ordinance for the short-term plat for the business at their meeting. Oklahoma's already had some temperatures in the 90s, and there is a lot of sun in the forecast for the upcoming Memorial Day weekend. Too much fun in the sun without protecting yourself from harmful ultraviolet rays can spoil long days outdoors. Susan Ruth with Grady County OSU Extension says using sunscreen properly will help.
Keep in mind sunscreens wear off. Be sure to reapply every 2 hours when in the sun. Also reapply after swimming or doing activities that make you sweat.
She says sunscreen should have an SPF factor of at least 15 and also says to check the expiration date of sunscreen. Products without expiration dates typically have a shelf life of about 3 years. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up to $72.24 a barrel. London-based Brent crude up to $79.22. Natural gas was down a couple of pennies to $2.81 per million BTUs. Gold was up to $1,294 and silver $16.61. Obituaries today include 66-year-old Sandra Bogle of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, formerly of Chickasha. Graveside service 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Sterling Cemetery. Arrangements are with Ferguson Funeral Home. Funeral for 31-year-old John Brinkley of Muskogee, formerly of Chickasha. 2 o'clock Thursday at Ferguson Funeral Home. And funeral for 68-year-old Willard Fitzwater of Tuttle will be at 10 o'clock Friday morning at Chickasha's First Baptist Church. Arrangements with McCray Funeral Home. He was a U.S. Army veteran and also was pastor at Michigan Avenue Baptist Church. Our weather forecast, sunny today with a high about 85. Right now, it's fair and 63. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Opioid abuse is a nationwide epidemic. Help reduce the problems associated with drug overdoses by keeping your medications locked up to keep family members, especially children and your pets, safe. You can also properly dispose of your old and unused prescription drugs as well as over-the-counter medicines in MedSafe drop boxes, which can be found in several locations throughout the Grady County area. Chickasha locations include Liberty Drug, 315 West Chickasha Avenue, Grand Care Pharmacy, 2103 West Iowa, and Chickasha Clinic Pharmacy at 2224 West Iowa. Locations in Tuttle include Cedar Springs Pharmacy, 5310 East Highway 37, and the Tuttle Police Department. Find more locations near you at takeasprescribed.org. MedSafe boxes are provided through the Oklahoma Strategic Prevention Framework Partnership for Success Grant. SPF-PFS is funded by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, the Center for Substance Abuse Prevention, and the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
In sports, the USAO softball team on its way to the NAIA Softball Championship. The Drovers left early this morning on a flight to the Clermont, Florida area, where the tournament opens on Friday. A crowd of well-wishers spent a few minutes with the team after their practice at Bill Smith Ballpark yesterday. USAO President John Fever, Athletic Director Briscoe McPherson, and Chickasha Mayor Chris Mosley all wished the team success in its first ever appearance in the championship. While this is the third year for USAO to qualify for the NAIA National Tournament, it's their first to advance to what's the equivalent of the NCAA Women's College World Series. Head coach Jaden Wallace had the Drovers in the National Tournament in 2015 and last year, and came one game short both of those years in getting to the championship. The series opens Friday with USAO playing Indiana Wesleyan. The USAO women's soccer team picks up one of the top high school players in Arizona, Grace Schmidt of Phoenix, signing a letter of intent with the Drovers. She was an honorable mention All-Stater for Horizon High School and was named to the All-Region team as a senior. She helped her club team win back-to-back championships in 2016 and 2017. She could play both forward and defender. She plans on studying biology with hopes of entering veterinary school. The Oklahoma City Dodgers drop a 2-1 decision in the first game of a four-game series at Memphis last night. Game 2, a midday contest today. The Drovers will be on the road through the Memorial Day weekend as the Big 12 baseball tournament is being played at the Bricktown Ballpark, and that'll start tomorrow. The Cleveland Cavaliers have tied the NBA Eastern Conference Finals series at 2 games each. The Cavs holding off Boston 111-102 last night. Game 5 in Boston tomorrow night. And Game 4 of the NBA Western Conference Finals tonight in Sacramento. The Warriors lead Houston 2-1, Golden State. Our Cool News weather and sports today brought to you by Red Rock Behavioral Health Services. DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, and the First National Bank and Trust.